we hope everyone had a terrific Memorial Day holiday weekend. And as we hit the Memorial Day period here in the Nishna Valley, typically that transitions from school to no school in the summer. And that doesn't necessarily mean everything in the school district shuts down. We're going to talk a little bit about at least one area that's still going to have contact with folks out there. Natalie Ritter is in with us this morning. She's the Atlantic Community School District Food and Nutrition Director. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, good. Most of the time when we talk to folks in the school district, we say, oh, aren't you glad the school year's over? But it really doesn't matter much to you, does it?
No, it does not. we feed kids all year long. So,
was it a good school year?
It was. It was challenging at times, but you know what? We persevere and we can do anything now. That's what I always tell the girls.
It probably seemed busy this year after the last couple of years when things were so wacky.
Correct. Yep. And then the misplacing of the middle school kids because of the fire, that was a feat in itself. So
always a challenge.
Yes, it is.
And we don't think about those things all the time either, but you know, when something like that happens and people get displaced for any length of time, or there are any kind of curveballs that come up, it affects every department.
Yes, it does. But we have a good team at the school, and everybody from food service to janitorial staff to the teachers, administration, they've been amazing. So we're definitely very lucky to have the people that we do working for us. So.
Yeah. Well, and you and your staff are a little spread out anyway at some of the different locations, so it's not completely unusual to have to reach out to different spots. So, well, what we want to kind of talk a little bit about are some things coming up here. First of all, in the summertime, you know, when we were in school 100 years ago, there was no summer lunch program or anything like that. Last place we wanted to be was anywhere near the school anyway. It's summertime, for crying out loud. But nowadays, we do an awful lot. There's still quite a bit of activity in the summertime around our area schools, and Atlantic is no different. The summer breakfast and lunch program for students getting ready to roll again.
Yes, correct.
When does that start?
It starts June 6th and goes through August 5th. We are closed July 4th for the holiday, but that is the only day that we will be closed. It's Monday through Friday only. So times are breakfast is 8 to 9 in the morning, and then lunch is 11 to 12:30.
Okay, very good. What kind of options will the youngsters have?
Just basically like school. They'll have a hot lunch item, and then fruits and veggies and milk. So, yep, okay. Just like it is during school.
Just the same. And so is it just like school, except you don't have a bell ringing? All of a sudden a bunch of kids come crashing in?
Yep, pretty much. Yep. They walk through the line just like they would if they were at their buildings for the school year. Yep.
Sure. Now, this is a free program for those who use it, correct?
Correct, yes.
So, but nothing is free. There is a cost. So that is picked up elsewhere?
It is actually funded by the state. Yep. Okay. So everything is free to all the kids that come through, 0 to 18 years of age. If you are 18, we will feed you, but so don't think, I'm 18 now, I can't get food. No, we will feed you at 18 too.
Tomorrow's my birthday. Today's my last day for lunch.
Yes.
Doesn't work like that necessarily. And it's not means tested. It's not based on any kind of income level or anything.
Nope. No income will be asked or is involved whatsoever. So it's for everybody. Absolutely everybody.
Okay. How long has this program been going on? Do you know?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know. It's been going on since I've worked at the school, and that's going to be 10 years. So Deanne Schreiner was the director before, and she had it for quite a few years before that. So I would say probably 15 maybe.
Sure. What are the benefits to this program?
Well, it does help the nutrition department. We always love to see the kids, and it definitely is a benefit for the kids around the district or the area. You don't really technically have to be from Atlantic to enjoy our food. But yeah, it's definitely nice for us as staff and the district for all those kids to be there. So,
well, the parents don't stop working in the summer. The children might stop going to class, but the parents don't stop working. So if the parents aren't available, you know, to be able to put breakfast together, to be able to put lunch together for their youngsters, they have this option.
Yes, correct. Yep.
Very good. All right. So look for that. Again, that's starting on June 6th and running through August 5th. So take advantage of the opportunity there. Now, in addition, now the location, where will this be then too?
It's at the Schuler Gym. Okay. So you're going to go to the back door by the loading dock.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's where they'll come through, and that's for everyone.
That is for everyone.
All right. One central location. You're not going to the regular buildings.
Correct. Yep.
All right. Very good. Well, I want to talk a little bit about some changes as well. In the, when this new school year begins here in the fall, there's going to be some changes with regard to, I'll let you talk about the details. It has to do with what is and isn't free anymore and reduced and what have you.
Correct. Yes. When the year ends, it will also bring an end to the federally funded free lunch program for all the students. The federal government funded a program that allowed all the students access to free meals during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Congress recently declined to continue funding this program. So that means all families will go back to paying next year. But it does not mean that we will not do free and reduced applications. That is still going to be the same option. So if you qualify for free and reduced, or even if you don't know if you qualify, I highly recommend you fill out an application. You can find that on the JMC parent portal whenever you do your registration in August. But you can also fill one out for this year still too, which then will give you 30 days of a, what do you want to call it, a lapse period or whatever that you, whenever August rolls around, that you'll have to be able to fill your application out then.
Okay.
So you don't have to get it done right away if you have, if you filled out an application for this year, because it does do a 30-day run period. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a struggle for some families. Personally, I know it's going to be a struggle for mine. I'm putting three kids through school, feeding them every day. So one of the things that you can do is fill out an application now and then fill out another one in August whenever registration opens up.
Okay. So we should make sure people understand, too, the free and reduced lunch program doesn't disappear.
Correct.
It's the additional program that was in place the last couple of years due to COVID.
Correct. Yes, you are correct.
So something is going away, but not the entire
Yep. The free meals for the whole district is going away. But if you qualify for free and reduced, you will still get those prices.
Okay. So is there a lot of paperwork for folks to require to apply for that program?
It is not. Nope. It's an online application, or you can request a paper one, but it's not very intensive at all. Just questions about your how many people are in your household and then your income.
Okay. Pretty straightforward.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. So folks should be aware of that. And if they do feel like they fit into that program, look for that information, though, too. But do remember, though, because it's not going to be just a flat free for everybody now, it's, there are going to be payments made. So they need to pay attention to their accounts.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. And you can check that at your JMC parent portal at any time during the year. I highly recommend, too, checking that before the end of the school year, which is today. Or
well, we're about there.
Yeah. And then also you can add money at any point in time to the account over the summer, over the school year, at any time. So if you want to maybe cushion it a little bit and add some stuff over the summer, I would highly recommend that.
Well, God, come a long way from the old punch cards we used to use when we were in school.
Yes, that is true.
Aren't you glad we don't do that anymore?
Yes, I am glad we don't do that.
But also, too, it's a way to be able to take care of things along the way. You know, things can be paid for up front, so you don't have to worry about it later. But if things do get low, I mean, you don't just not allow people to come in anymore and not eat today. Sorry, kids. You're always going to give them a little bit of a grace.
Right. That is correct. We will never deny a child food ever. That is part of our mission at Atlantic. We will never deny them food.
Okay, very good. So those are the things you should be aware of. But again, that free breakfast and lunch program here for the summer, that is going to happen here this summer. It's going to start up here pretty quick, June 6th through August 5th. It'll be at the Schuller location. So make sure you come around back there by the loading dock, and that's where we'll get that taken care of. And we hope to have some great opportunities there for the youngsters during the summer, too.
Yes.
Scary thinking about walking into school during the summer.
Right? I know, huh?
They'll get over it.
Yeah, they will.
Natalie, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.